Chapter 2. Bo. A fine woman, Jose, I'm telling you. She's a fine woman.
But how do you claim to know that from only hearing your voice?
Jose looks at me incredulously.
I just know, okay? Big Bo knows these things. Don't ever question the man, all right?
But man, what if she's like gnarly or something?
Oh, no, man, don't even go there.
But what if she looks like she fell off the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down, man?
Now he's just plain messing with me.
Oh, no, come on, man, she ain't like that. Not this one.
But you don't know that. Brother, I swear you're gonna get messed up over some old spinster, man, with weird-looking teeth and everything. I swear by it, man.
Oh, hell no, Jose. First off, I ain't getting messed up over no woman, all right? You can get that out of your head right now. And second off, oh, I don't know. I just got a feeling about this one, all right? So just let it go, man, because I can't even explain it, and it ain't worth trying to explain to a box of rocks like you.
I reach over and rustle what's left of Jose's shiny black hair, letting him know it's all good.
Okay, whatever you say, man. Beer?
Jose shoves away our empty bottles and eyes the bartender.
Nah, that's cool. Thanks, man, but I gotta get going anyhow. I got a bunch of tender new babies at home. Need checked on.
Hey, you really do love your plants, you know? You're a good man. You know that, Bo?
Jose's eyes sparkle with the sweetness he usually tries to hide. I reckon so, Jose. I reckon I love them plants more than anything else I have in my life. I touch the brim of my hat as I give a quick nod and turn toward the door. I've always liked Jose. The guy's all right, but a strange calm sets in as I fire up my Chevy and head back to the farm. That last exchange is stinging me. Somewhere inside. I guess I never had much of anything else in my life. After my brothers grew up enough to go their own ways, I still love them to this day. Always will. But I'm not too sure I'll ever see either one of them again. Such is life in the fast lane. Ain't my thing anyway. I chose a country life and I'll stick by it to the end. As I turn down the gravel lane, I can just make out the long strips of pink, yellow, and coral coneflowers fading in the twilight like neon watercolors. I park next to the shed and head on back to the greenhouse to see how my orchids are doing. As I open the door, thousands of delicate babies quiver their heads at me, set in motion by the slight draft. I can feel the life in each and every precious petal, and I believe they can feel mine too. Some folks think I'm peculiar, but I talk to my plants before bed each night, even run experiments with them. The ones I talk to the nicest are the ones that grow fastest, no doubt about it. There's a real special lady up in Iowa who's going to be taking care of y'all real soon. So I need you to grow up big and strong, hear me? It tickles me to be able to tell these tiny purple orchids where they're heading off to. I can feel they're going to have a happy life up there.